Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state has paid around $1 million in legal fees for three former prosecutors facing potential disbarment over the way they handled one of the state drug lab scandals. Former Assistant Attorneys General Chris Foster, Ann Kaczmarek, and John Verner are accused of not disclosing potentially exculpatory evidence in the case of disgraced state chemist Sonia Farrick. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Records from the Massachusetts comptroller show the state attorney general approved paying the legal fees for the three former assistant attorneys general facing discipline before the Board of Bar Overseers. That representation is expensive, according to Jim Boland, former assistant bar counsel, who's not affiliated with this case.
Now, I've done tons of these cases over the years, and for three respondents on massive days of hearings is a lot of time and a lot of work.
The state has paid the three law firms representing the former assistant AGs more than $300,000 each, much of it after weeks of disciplinary hearings last year. The firms, Butters Brazilian, Peabody and Arnold, and Cosgrove Eisenberg and Kiley, did not comment. The attorney general's office says it paid the fees because the alleged misconduct occurred while the prosecutors were on the job, and they have a right to counsel. But Boston College law professor R. Michael Cassidy says the state paying for lawyers' disciplinary representation raises questions.
Because it's a lawyer rather than a different type of public servant, I think that there's a valid question about whether it's in the best interest of the public for tax dollars to be spent that way.
The three former assistant AGs are accused of failing to disclose potentially exculpatory evidence in the case of former chemist Sonia Farrick. Thousands of criminal cases were dismissed after Farrick was convicted in 2014 of tampering with drug samples she was supposed to be testing at the state lab in Amherst. The BBO complaint alleges that Verner, Foster, and Kaczmarek withheld evidence showing that Farrick's drug use went on for longer than the office of former AG Martha Coakley first claimed. The three admitted that mistakes were made, but said they thought the evidence had been turned over. Defense attorney Jim McKenna represents some of those challenging drug convictions because of the scandal. He says current AG Maura Healey paying for the disciplinary representation is problematic because courts have found that Kaczmarek and Foster were at fault.
It's not a question of a prosecutor being charged with something out of the blue. This is after both a superior court and then the SJC have made decisions consistent with two of these prosecutors having engaged in misconduct.
Other public lawyers, such as public defenders, are on their own in disciplinary proceedings. The state's public defender agency, the Committee for Public Counsel Services, does not pay if one of its lawyers faces discipline, according to General Counsel Lisa Hewitt.
We considered these cases disciplinary actions on a licensure, and the Commonwealth doesn't have exposure in these cases, and so the Commonwealth doesn't pay for the representation in those cases.
For the representation of the three former assistant AGs, the Attorney General's office says it's paying the law firms $300 an hour for up to $330,000 each, not including some initial payments and miscellaneous fees. Several attorneys say that's more than reasonable. Attorney Lisa Arrowwood, a former member of the BBO, says these cases involve at least several months of legal work.
I can certainly say that I can't imagine that I would be able to do all of that work and such a lengthy trial for only $300,000.
State law does cap legal fees for public employees at $1 million, but the AG's office says that cap does not apply to lawyer disciplinary proceedings. Boston College professor Cassidy says this case may cause the legislature to look at these fees and have ramifications for prosecutors.
You know, this case could set a precedent in Massachusetts that the worst that can actually happen is that you can be suspended or disbarred from the practice of law, which is, I think, a really significant wake-up call to prosecutors.
The disciplinary proceedings continue, so more legal work will be done. A special hearing officer is expected to make a recommendation soon about possible punishment. After that, there could be more hearings or appeals, and the case will likely go to the state Supreme Judicial Court. The AG's office says it has paid what it agreed to, and there are no additional legal fees to be paid at this time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.